Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Listen up, fellas. 2020 sucked. It's a new year, new balls with our sponsor, Manscaped. Manscaped is the best in men's below-the-belt grooming.
If you let yourself go in 2020, hello, while in quarantine, Manscaped is here for you. Come out of quarantine with clean balls. That's right, thanks to the Lawnmower 3.0.
Manscaped is here to give you a fresh start in 2021 with the Perfect Package 3.0, and it has all the right tools for the job.
It's also time to freshen up down there this new year. The Crop Preserver is an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer.
I just want to see my husband putting that on. Now, get 20% off and free shipping with the code IMOMSOHARD at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Come and use code IMOMSOHARD. Happy New Year to your balls.
Happy New Year, balls.
Hey, Jen.
Mm-hmm.
Every home is lived in differently.
Yep.
That's why Interior Define makes it easy to customize one-of-a-kind sofas and sectionals with 100-plus fabrics, 20-plus leg styles, and multiple lengths and depths. And their one-on-one design support means having someone else do the heavy lifting for you.
Worried about spilling wine on your sofa? Hate cleaning up after sticky fingers?
I sure do.
Interior Define's collection of safe, kid-friendly fabrics means less time cleaning and more time enjoying your happy place. So get started with free swatches and build your next piece with 15% off using code IMOMSOHARD.
Start customizing with 15% off using code IMOMSOHARD at InteriorDefine.com.
Offer expires February 1st, 2021 at 11:59 p.m. Pacific Time. One-time use cannot be combined. Pause during sales.
What do you call it? Daylight savings time is for the birds. But hold on one second. Let me tell you who we are. You're joining us at the hashtag IMOMSOHARD podcast. We're podcasting today. And we're gonna talk about some fun things. We're going to do something called a hot minute, which Jen doesn't know the topic. And I'm going to tell her what to talk about.
I'm so nervous.
And then we're going to go listen to some of these fun or read some of these fun comments from y'all, which we refer to affectionately as the moms. Yes, you could be a dude. Yes, you don't have to have children.
Yeah.
It's just easier to say you our
could,
moms.
You could be a dog mom. You could you,
you
know
can be anything.
If you have a slightly nurturing personality, we're gonna call you
the moms. We're
gonna
call you the moms. And yeah. If you don't like it, then you're at the wrong place. And we will
I believe
call
this
you.
Podcast is called I Mom So Hard.
Right. And if you think that's because we're sexy, well,
you're
are right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You are absolutely right. I just vibrated a little bit as I said that at the same time. But yeah, we're in studio and it's already freaking dark and it's like 5 p.m.
It feels like it's 12:30 at night.
Well, I told you yesterday, Jen and I play every week. We play an exciting game of trivia among mom and dad couples.
It's so fun.
It's so fun. It's gotten us through. We've been going at it for 26 weeks. Literally, everybody was sort of like, not strangers, but not everybody knew everybody.
Yeah,
well,
no.
Now everyone's like, hey, will you be my godparents?
Let's go on vacation together.
It is really that kind of group that could vacation
for
together.
Sure. And they're also great. And it's also like,
it's so nice.
Look, nobody cares who wins, number one.
Well,
like, some people do. My husband and Kristen are two of them.
Well, it's just strategy, Jen.
But it's also like I learned stuff because people pick these really interesting categories.
Yeah, trivia is an interesting thing because you're either really good at coming up with categories and stuff or you're not. And I think you and Britt come up with really fun, interesting categories. I think Colin and I could not be more boring. But that's okay because we all have our strengths and weaknesses.
I don't think so. But what was your category last night? I don't remember.
I don't know. Me getting mad at my husband and going, do something about the Macy's Day Parade.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do something about the holidays.
I thought that was fun,
It
though.
Was fine.
I didn't get one right, but it was fun.
Because my husband deep dives into like hard questions and he's like, what year did the second balloon make its appearance? And everyone's like, who the hell knows that? Nobody even on like the best of Jeopardy. Oh, R.I.P.
I just had an idea for like championship round, though.
Well, don't tell it here because people listen and then they'll squeal it. What is it?
Well, I was going to say, it, rather than playing as couples, we should play as individuals.
No, I'd lose. No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. No way.
We win
every week because of my husband.
It can't be all like history. Like everybody could get assigned a category and like not be an asshole about it.
Fine. I'm going to write it
and
down.
And maybe you can like throw out one person's questions if they were too hard. Like each person gets to throw some out.
You clearly have never seen my ACT scores. It's going to be a dreadful thing. It's just going to make me feel terrible, but it's fine.
Okay,
let's do
we
that.
Won't do it.
No,
we
it's
won't
fine.
Do
it's
it.
Fine. Well, I'm a go-getter. I'm a trier. You'll see me working really hard.
I'll have all my questions be about friends.
Great.
Yeah.
That's the only time I'll win.
What episode did Ross?
But American History, I'll be like, I don't know. We came over on the Nina, the Santa,
and the Herzegovina. Is that, what is that?
And
is
the
that
Hearts
a place?
Of Palm? I don't know. It's fucking, I don't care. Like, I'm sorry. Everybody's
so
mad.
For all your educational needs.
So speaking of education, we're going to give you some street education today because I'm going to throw a topic at Jen. And I hope that the harmony of our brains work together because I'm giving her this topic specifically so she talks about something.
Oh, no.
That has to do with me.
That has to do with you?
I mean, isn't that how our worlds work?
How is it not going to do with you?
I check out if I'm like, oh, man, it has nothing to do with me. I'm bored already. No, I'm just kidding. Not with
hilarious.
You.
Hilarious.
Just in general.
Mejuri makes fine jewelry for every day. Fairly priced, handcrafted, ethically sourced, and made to last.
Mejuri does limited edition drops every Monday. Everything from 14 karat gold, solid gold staples to diamonds.
During gifting season, there are two kinds of people in the world. Early bird gifters, me, versus those who love the last minute shopping sprint.
Me.
Yes. Don't wait any longer though. Wanting sold out items sucks.
They only offer limited inventory. Mejuri's iconic pieces are going, almost gone. So this is your golden opportunity to get your gifts. It's time to avoid experiencing a late delivery date.
Visit Mejuri.com/mom for 10% off your order. That's Mejuri.com/mom for 10% off your order.
If you're creative, you know the drill. You're finally done editing, and now you just need to format and reformat for every single platform. With Issue, make it once, and it's ready to post everywhere, exactly how you envisioned it.
Issue is the all-in-one platform to create and distribute beautiful digital publications.
With Issue, you create it once and distribute it everywhere. Everything is optimized to post on your website and social platforms like Instagram and Facebook. They can even help you make Instagram stories.
Ooh, and you can start using Issue for free. They also offer premium features that give a more customized experience.
Get started with Issue today for free. Or if you sign up for a premium account, you'll get 50% off when you go to issue.com/podcast and use promo code MOM. That's ISSUU.com/podcast and use promo code MOM at checkout for your free account or 50% off your premium account.
That's issue.com/podcast with promo code MOM.
Jenny.
Yes.
Let us give you a hot minute.
I feel like I'm doing extemporaneous speech in high school.
You're not going to know how to categorize this. You're going to be like, really, 1 minute for this? What the hell?
Okay.
And I want you to go big and braggy if you need to. And your subject is, and I'm giving you a clock. I don't know how they work.
Talk about it for a minute.
Dumpster diving.
Oh my gosh. Dumpster diving. Well, I have to say, I take it very personally that Terry hates your ottoman because I do recall being with you when you got that.
Yeah.
And you got that one chair that she really didn't like. Okay. Kristen and I were trick-or-treating with the kids.
Yes.
We're trick-or-treating. There is no car nearby. We were like as far away from your place as we could
go. On the LA River, because the LA River goes behind where I was living.
Yeah.
On the LA River, which this is your hot minute. Shut up.
Okay. We had crying toddlers. They were really little at the time. And we walked by these chairs that had been like dumped by the side of the road. One of them had been basically demolished, right? Like somebody had backed over it. And then the other one, I was like, it's curved. It's like a half circle. It's beautiful woodwork. It was a little bit dirty. And I was like, Kristen, you need that chair. She was like, what? What am I going to do? I was like, go get your car and go get that chair. I forced her to get it. Had you ever picked anything up from the side of the road? From the LA River?
Not like this.
Have you ever gotten a chair from a homeless encampment before?
No. But I had my first experience with this chair because I'm 100% sure that it was hosting lots of live creatures inside of the stuffing that was coming out. And so, Jen, let me make sure you're done with your minute.
Yeah. I made her like, yep. I waited with the kids and I stood over this chair as you do when you're dumpster diving. Like I take my phone when I'm for a walk and yep. I like call my husband. I'm like, get the car down here. There's a ping pong table.
Like, I'm telling you, I've never met anyone like this. Jen made me strap this chair in my Honda Civic. No, not in my Honda Civic, in my little RAV4.
Yep.
That was big enough to hold a stroller. So the stroller had to like be put into the front seat. The kid is strapped into the car seat. And we put this weird, what looked like a colonial chair, which I do believe you were right, that it was at one time worth a lot of money because it had good bones. But this thing looked like it'd been shot.
Yeah, I think somebody had been murdered in this chair.
Somebody
and like it was
definitely
just,
been murdered. They died sitting straight up.
Here's what I think happened. Somebody from a really nice neighborhood was like, well, we've killed these two hookers in each one of these chairs. Yep. And we need to like put them in the LA River, like
both
somewhere.
The hookers and the chairs.
Exactly. So they dump the hookers, leave the chairs. There's like everybody's DNA is going to be all over mm-hmm, these. Mm-hmm. One of them gets backed over by an angry Los Angelino.
Yeah. Yeah. The other one's like, somebody, it'll be fine there. Nobody would ever want to grab that chair from the LA River.
But Kristen grabbed it. I made her. Now, I don't remember. Did you just start using it right away?
I just started using it. You guys had I think I just had Finn at the time, but I was pregnant
busy.
Or something.
Yeah.
And there are pictures where this chair is in Finn's room and it is disgusting. It is so filthy and gross. And it's on me because I never, here's the difference between Jen and I.
I was like, you can make a really great paste out
yeah,
of it. You know, like.
Go get here. Here's a guy that does, like, what do you call it? Upholstery.
Yeah.
Here, you got to go downtown. You got to find a nice fabric to cover it. I'm like, when the. Am I going to do all this?
I offered to do it. I'm pretty sure.
2.5 years go by.
And it's just, but it was like almost clean again. Like the kids had licked all of the dirt and
Jesus
DNA
Christ.
Off of it at that point.
That's why they're both literally so healthy that like nothing will get through their systems. Yeah. So that's really funny because when I thought about a fun subject for you to talk about, I was like, I even called our producer, Harley, and I said, I want her to talk about this chair, but we haven't talked about this chair in 15 years.
Well,
that long because the kids, Finn's almost 10.
It's like a combined set. So this chair goes with the ottoman, right? You usually keep them together, right?
Well, yes. It was a real 1-2 shitty punch if you're talking furniture.
And I do think Terry holds it against me. Cause
nope. She holds you on a pedestal that's not my ottoman. Here's the truth. So Jen makes me get this chair. And then at that point, I had already literally gotten into a dumpster and pulled out this ottoman that yeah. seemed perfectly nice to me, but it had been raining out. So I was like, well, with a little sunshine, it'll draft. And I was like, this is going to be my big DIY project. I'm going to make this ottoman look so awesome. I'm awful. What do I do with my time?
It was calling out for I have this guy that'll come get it too. He's
well,
like,
well, you know what? I didn't do any of that. And you know, I'm kind of like,
but now it's beautiful.
Yeah, because I threw it away.
You did?
Yeah, I replaced it with a Wayfair ottoman. What do you think I did with it?
Oh, the ottoman. But the chair you still have. I thought you recovered it in like a white, like moleskin.
No, that's a different chair.
Kristen?
No? Jen?
Why didn't you give me a shot at it?
Because I didn't want it to be a thing that like, I didn't want to hear about it. So I figured someone else would take that hooker chair, or maybe the guy that killed the hooker would finally feel secure that like he would come and get the chair and take it away. I didn't know what to do. I put it outside. It was gone in a second. Somebody made
of
a lot
course,
of
money. Of course. Somebody was
redid
like,
redid it, made a lot of money. God love them.
Have great craftsmanship.
Off to you. Like, good on you. I don't have time for
spring is sprung and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
That
I understand.
I only buy supplies for DIY and then I don't follow through.
I love to do it. And then not sleep and rage at my husband.
That's one of my favorites. Yes, that's Jen's other favorite. And let me just say, Jen, you know and love her for this reason. She is a lady and a girl and loves sparkly things and loves high heels and cute clothes and is not your typical looking dumpster diver, but you did climb to the top of a
construction of a pile. Construction. Are we going to talk about Eleanor's lamp?
Yeah.
Okay. So yes. I was going to a friend's house for a play date for our kids. And like the house next door, which always happens in LA, they just like tear a house down.
It's
like,
incredible.
Yeah. But somebody was like smart enough. Like I think sometimes construction workers are like,
Somebody's gonna grab this. Like, yeah. This is disgusting to just let this stuff get demoed.
So there was two chandeliers just out by the side of the road. And one of them is this like adorable, like it literally looks like something that you would buy at Anthropology.
It does. It looks almost like a flower bulb.
Yeah, and it's got beads on it and stuff like that.
It's so cute.
And then one of them was like this bright yellow, like 70s. And I painted it. So I kept that. I got them both. My husband was like, you're not making me do this. He's like, we're in front of people's house. They're going to see me digging through the garbage. And I'm like, get in there, man. You got your tetanus shot. I'm breastfeeding. You get in there. you get those chandeliers. And it really, it's like the part, I knew it would be perfect for, it was perfect for Eleanor's little bed.
Yeah.
She has like this cute, like old time, this little antique wrought iron, or what kind
of? It's a turn of the century like, bed that I got in an estate sale, and I've never been to an estate sale since because I felt so bad about like being in this person's home that had died. And I was like, I don't know what's worse. I feel great about the deal I'm getting, and I'm also dying. Like, this guy just died, and I'm buying it off him, but I can't say no to a good deal, so I should never go to an estate sale. My heart can't take
it. It's really hard for a couple of reasons. One is because you're like, oh, all of these pencils from the years. That's so
just weird.
Yeah, and then
people
also
were going through like medicine cabinets and looking for stuff, and I'm like, how dare you buy old pharmaceuticals? I'm buying his bed.
Yeah, I'm doing something beautiful.
I'm doing something noble. Maybe he took his last breath in it, but I'm getting a great deal.
I have this box of rings. Just, you guys, I am like the saver. I'm like a weird archaeologist of the histories. Like, I can see junk that is not junk, I think.
Because you do have a good eye for that, because then you'll put them into this bowl and it just looks like, look at all these like weird gold rings in a bowl, and it looks so clever and cool. Mine would have like Carmex in there and like be like, what the fuck happened to her?
Well, one of my friends bought this like house at an estate sale, and you find all this like random stuff, like a box in the basement or whatever, and she said, oh, there's all this like just junk jewelry in there. And if you want it, you can have it. And I was like, sure, give it to me and I'll go through it and I'll. And I found this box of rings that has wedding rings, like from generations.
Oh,
and like
no.
Little like mother's rings and stuff like that, that they were just going to throw it away because they thought it was all junk. And that is why you dive into dumpsters, because you can find really good stuff.
I think you have to, it's just such an incredible knack, and it's something that like when it works, you feel the most satisfied you've felt about anything. And let me just say, that chandelier that Eleanor has in her room, we've had two electricians like carefully rewire it and put it in her room, and I love it. And I would I like, if we were getting an offer on a house and they were like, the chandelier has to stay, I'd be like, fuck you. Maybe not. Depends on how much money. Everything
depends.
Can be sold.
I get
but
that.
But I'm just saying, no, I love it so much. It's like, it's so beautiful. And the fact that you like put the little bulbs on it and made it, you, something was trash. Now it's a treasure.
Well, it was just missing a couple of the little like sparkly things. And I always keep some extra sparklies around the house.
Jen's like, let me put my earrings on it. That'll manage this chandelier just fine.
But I got another one that was like this weird yellow 70s chandelier. And I painted it, spray painted it all red, and then hung it in dashes around.
I know, that's the shit you do that like, I'm like, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm bored. I'm going to watch Netflix. This going to sit there for 2.5 years. It's fine.
Here's why you should dig through garbage. Remember that we already talked about this, like that woman throwing away her wedding ring, and then the husband went, okay, did I talk about all the rings I threw away?
What, your actual rings, like rings that matter, that are worth money, that you've thrown away?
When I was organizing my new, when we moved into our new house, I had You guys, I'm such a weird old woman. I had all these rings that like mattered to me in a pill bottle.
Wait, this is a different one? Is this the same one? That you've done this twice with the people's teeth in it?
Oh, no, that's the one. Sorry, I'm running out of time.
No, I was like, if you keep fucking throwing away pill bottles with rings in them, I'm going to tell you something. Jen, stop putting your rings in pill bottles. But FYI, TBD, standby, circling back.
We are cleaning out the garage. We're like Marie Kondoing. You saw it. So we've got all this stuff in the back so we can like sort of sort through everything. And I keep like crossing my fingers that I'm going to go through a box and I will have put it in there. Because it really is not like me.
You're going to find it. It's going to be in a super stupid place. Like in the middle of your last piece of wedding cake that you've put in there as a way to hide it. You're going to hide it from yourself. That's what people do. My mother-in-law does the same thing. She's like, I hide my jewelry. And we're like, where? And she's like, I don't know. I'm good at hiding.
I know. Like in the toes of your shoes. And then I know. Then you
we're
going to
find it
in
like pockets of shit and like her back door of her car and whatever.
This is my husband. I thought I was bad about like not wanting to throw stuff away because it's not garbage. Like one man's trash is another man's treasure. My husband, we have finally gotten to the bottom of things. I have all of his family's china and all of my family's china. And he has about six huge like storage boxes full of cords. Full of computer cords. Like
why is it so hard to throw those away? They're so expensive that you're like, hey, you never know when you need a USB from 1997. Do we even have USBs in 1997?
He showed me a laptop, his first laptop, and I was like, did NASA use that to launch a spaceship in the 60s? Is that like part of the moon mission? Is that why you're holding
on? Let me show you this floppy disk.
It does. It has like floppy disk insert. It has like the square kind of insert. It is like 1,000 pounds. And I watched him. I was like, well, surely he's like, oh, that's funny. I've still got that to go throw it away. Saves it.
This is why I think I like camping, because I love to make a space usable that was never meant for that to begin with, but it has zero aesthetic. That's why I love camping. I'm like, we need a clothesline. We need a fishing pole. I'm going to use it. I'm going to make it out of something in the back of my car.
You're really good at not having junk, Kristen. You're very good at that. Like, even though one thing that you had, that chair that was junk, is something I made you get, which is so ironic to me because I'm such a junk person that I like.
But it doesn't always stay junk with you. You will take it to the next level, make it something cool, make it something beautiful. Are you kidding? Every time there's a picture, someone's like, oh my God, I love your house too. Chair in the background, and you're like, I did that. I just, you know, one day I decided to put this houndstooth with this floral print because it was 2 a.m. and I was bored.
That's true.
I don't know what I do with my time.
I was taking diet pills and I couldn't come down.
I think I'm playing like, let's launch a shuttle with a fake laptop in the backyard. Like,
no, I will do a thing that you won't do, which is like, I'm going to save this tissue paper from this gift and I'm going to like reuse it. I can't see you ever doing that.
I do it in weird ways. Like I'm a real believer in buying crafts you don't do. So then that always comes in handy when I need something for something else, which I like to MacGyver stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I like to do.
You're MacGyver.
I'm MacGyver. Yeah. I like to. So our next thing now, which I'm really into, you guys. Okay, at first it was clowns, and now I'm going to go deep creep. I am going to make miniature furniture for this dollhouse for the holidays with Eleanor and Finn. And we're going to make creepy small doll furniture because we have lots of time on our hands. So we're going to make weird. Wait, you know I won't follow through. I'm just saying what I'm going to do. Pinterest.
I have a thing that I've saved. Like a crazy person. Thought I lost it, but of course I didn't throw it away because I don't throw
stuff
away.
And it's very darling. You keep everything very nice.
When I was in college, I had to make, you had to like design a miniature stage setup.
Oh, yeah.
And so I want to say I did Twelfth Night.
Fun.
I did a Shakespeare. I can't remember what it was. But the best part about it was my grandpa was still alive then. And I went home, like I was like an hour away at school. And I was like, I need you to help me make furniture for this. So we made these like tiny little chairs.
Tell me you still have that.
I do. A little king's chair and a little, maybe it was for, the M play, like a king's chair and a little queen's chair. And I've kept them and I was like, well, why don't I just let Delilah play with these?
I don't know. I just gave my Cabbage Patch Kids to Eleanor and I want them back.
Yeah, they don't take it.
I don't think she's doing the right thing with them.
Our babysitter gave Delilah the Cabbage Patch, her Cabbage Patch. I know. I was like, what are you doing? You're a fool.
Yeah, that's the same with our babysitter gave Eleanor a bunch of Beanie Babies. I was like, first of all, there's 100 of these. Second of all, I could probably get some dough off eBay.
Oh.
Third, that wouldn't be very nice of me, but don't send me to an estate sale and expect me not to get the deals.
I know.
If the thought of getting yourself ready, carrying the baby to the car, and putting your mask on to go into the store to get a pack of diapers that you suddenly ran out of sounds, well, just awful because it is, then don't do it. Get those diapers delivered automatically with Hello Bello.
Co-founded by Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard, Hello Bello is built on the simple idea that all babies deserve the best, which is why they offer premium baby products at affordable prices.
Just head over to HelloBello.com/mom to build your bundle, and Hello Bello will send diapers on a cadence that works for you. Plus, the shipping is free. Cancel anytime. No gotchas.
Get their super soft, super absorbent, and super affordable diapers delivered right to your door from Hello Bello.
Right now, if you go to HelloBello.com/mom, you'll get 25% off your diaper bundle order. That's a huge bang for your buck and a lot of potential blowouts saved.
That's HelloBello.com/mom to start bundling with 25% off your order. Plus, get 15% off any add-ons like vitamins or wipes.
Don't forget, that's HelloBello.com/mom.
This is how much of a literal dumpster diver I am.
Oh, I know you are. Like, I can imagine driving by and seeing your butt coming out of a dumpster and being like, Jen, God damn it.
I remember this story so vividly. And it wasn't even my stuff, and it wasn't even stuff I was going to keep. So it's very much like the time I made you take those chairs home. I lived in Long Beach, California at the time. And a bunch of us went to karaoke, which is not out of character for me.
Nope.
So we were at this like kind of, it was rough but super fun bar in Long Beach, and I remember it was the first time I ever heard a Little Kim song, so that like really dates like when it was for me.
It's fine. Well,
but this woman rapped to it, and it was so incredible, though. I was like,
oh, that's a very impactful karaoke night. So we've had many together.
But you know how hard it is to rap karaoke, and she did it like.
Yes, I do.
It was absolutely incredible.
Well, she probably practiced.
I think so. I just can't talk that fast. I'm a slow talker. I'm sorry. For everybody listening, I'll apologize now and forever. But
that's the smart thing to do. Anyway.
We did a lot. It was like this kind of reunion of people that were like from Nebraska and Iowa were all in town. And so everybody was just like ripper and drunk doing shots and stuff like that. So much so that one of the guys we were with barfed in the bar.
Whoa.
And he barfed all over this suede jacket that he was wearing. So we call him a cab. You know, we're outside. Obviously, the karaoke is next level. We don't want to miss it. We want to send him safely home. We try to get him in a cab, and the cab's like,
takes off.
They're
like,
absolutely no way. And somebody was like, it's that jacket. You got to take that jacket off. And the thought was, it's covered in vomit and it's a suede jacket.
You're not getting that out.
It's ruined. So somebody took the jacket, put it in the dumpster.
Okay.
Of the bar.
Did you dive for that jacket?
Yes.
Oh, God. Did you give it to Britt?
What?
Oh, wait. He's not in the picture
this
yet.
This was way before him. Yeah.
Sorry. I didn't know if you re-gifted. It wouldn't be terrible if it didn't smell bad.
He's post Little Kim days.
Sorry. I get our timelines confused.
What if she's listening right now and she just heard me call her Little Kim? That's
what are you supposed to call her?
I think
her?
It's Lil.
L-I-L apostrophe. I don't know. I'm going to just call her Little Kim.
Yeah, she's very short. She's like
she's little. Yeah, I think she's the one that showed her boob, right?
Oh yeah, she had the star on it.
Oh right,
yeah. But so God knows how much other vomit and stuff like that was in this dumpster. But you can clean suede, you guys.
What'd you do with it?
God, I don't remember, Kristen. I was just traumatized by the dumpster part of it.
I think you were traumatized by your inability to walk away from a suede jacket. You're like, That's a suede jacket and a dumpster.
No, the guy got it back. The guy who got it back. Yeah, he got it back.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you, I don't know.
It was like a whole group effort where we were like, God, we're really stupid in our 20s. What do we do in a situation like that?
Man.
We were just proud that everybody got home alive. You know, one of those nights where you're like.
Yeah, you call everybody. You're like, you good? You in the jail looking out? Or do you need my help? Well, that's dumpster diving at that age is it, like the only way to get by. I can't tell you the number of times that I was like, oh, man, I really need an end table. And there's one right there. It's got three legs. But you put a stack of magazines underneath it, it'll work just fine.
Right.
My first apartment was such a dump. Me and Ruben. Oh, God. It was like a futon, a bad table. We were so happy.
Oh, yeah.
We would like, I mean, you're poor, so you've got to like make do. But I like it when people like do it just for the sheer love and the satisfaction.
Yeah, that's why I do it.
You do it. And you like, I've never met anybody that's like, I'm on the Letgo app. I just bought 4 stools and now I'm going to recover them and paint them black and they're going to look with gold filament or whatever.
I bought these four. Bar stools just recently.
I know you did.
The outside, you sat me one today. I took them apart, repainted them, but when I go to pick them up, she's like, these are from Italy. I paid the, and I was like, bitch, I know what you paid for these already, or I wouldn't have bought them. And if you wouldn't have given them to me for $40 each, I wouldn't be here right now. Put them in the minivan and step aside.
That's my favorite version of Jen. It's like she might look like a blonde little, like you never think that she's not gonna like get serious when she talks about like a deal with furniture or the ability to see a vision of something and then applying that vision to this what might look like garbage or a hooker chair. The chair fell in the wrong hands. Should have been your hands, well, but they were in mine.
I'm going to say a little prayer that whoever got that chair loved it like I would have loved it.
Well, it's...
You know what? You got 2 years out of it, though,
I got
Kristen.
2.5 years out of it. But I saw a picture where it's in the background and I was like, did I post this picture? Everyone's going to think I'm like, they're going to like do a GoFundMe because like things look so tough. And that was the year that I decided that my kids could just wear like, I hate the term, but like white tank tops. There's another term, wife beaters but I just bought both Finn and Eleanor these.
I think that's PC because I do think it's accurate, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're in every character that does that wears one of these tank tops.
We can blame Streetcar Named Desire for that, right?
These wife beater tank tops and poor Eleanor, they just wore these like diapers and wife beaters because I just was like, they're gonna get so dirty, I don't want to spend a ton of money. And my poor kids, these pictures, what's wrong with me? Help me,
for Delilah's birthday, and we talked about this in a video, but if you haven't seen it or seen this particular video, I'm gonna fess up. I wanted to have this tea party for Delilah, and most of it was pretty great. Most of it was like kind of
so cute.
Martha Stewart-y, you had to dress up. I had like little hats for the boys and like mustaches.
She goes, Kristen, you have to wear a skirt and you're going to wear a hat. And you're going to wear
it was so cute. And if
people, old-timey hat.
If people didn't have old-timey hats, I had extra.
Did I wear my own hat? No way.
No, I think you gave me one. Yeah.
There's
but
no
way.
But I
had little top hats for the boys and little like flowers.
So Jen went to the, once again,
I go to Craigslist because I didn't want the kids to have to like sit on the ground, but it was an outside party and I didn't.
This is so awesome. I forgot about this. So you went to Craigslist.
I went to Craigslist and I got a free rug.
She got a free rug on Craigslist. If you're wondering where the bodies of the hookers are, they were rolled
they
up in this.
From that.
And
yeah.
I don't mean, we shouldn't probably say it like that, right? The murder girls would be very mad at me.
What do you
mean?
We
have to call them sex workers.
Oh, yeah.
The sex, it takes the story away. Maybe we have to edit that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, actually, that makes it sound a little bit sadder, and I wouldn't want to joke
about
it.
Sorry, I'm not joking. I don't know. I was trying to be, I was wrapped in my head about the
Let's think of somebody great.
The murder carpet.
Yeah, somebody was murdered that was.
Hoffa.
It's the Jimmy Hoffa carpet.
It's the Jimmy Hoffa Himalayan fur carpet.
It was this big shaggy fur carpet that looked great on. I was like, why is somebody giving this away for free? Let me tell you why.
Oh God, don't put a freaking black light on it. That's why it was given away for free.
God, I know.
The middle of the valley. Oh,
it was all foot smell. It was like
God, no.
It was like somebody had like a guy
what?
Who like shoots steroids, that's like never showers, that has all kinds of like ringworm and fungus from the gym.
Why do you think it was free?
I just thought it was a benevolent person. I don't know.
You know what? We all look back on dumb choices, because I thought I could get a free mattress and I got bed bugs. Not my fault. Not my fault.
That was my husband's fault.
My husband was trying to be frugal, but what he was being was cheap. Two different points of contact there. So I got the bed bugs.
There's a fine line though between
some things you just can't.
Yeah, I don't think my husband would let me get away with that.
A mattress. I was like, what? And then I was like, why does my stomach itch? Never mind. Gross. Disgusting. Yeah. Worlds collide.
Rolled the dice on that one.
Yeah, my husband, I was like, go to frickin' whatever mattress store and buy a brand new mattress I'm leaving.
I do think that there's this thing that's sort of like, you know, you can't be friends with people that are shitty tippers.
You can't.
You're just like, okay.
You're a bad person.
That's like that little window I can see all the way into your soul for that.
And the opposite too, if they're like an extravagant tipper, then anything they do that's kind of shitty, I'm like, I think I'm going to give you a pass.
Exactly, because you're like, oh,
you're kind of a good person.
Yeah,
maybe you're just paying to be a dick. I don't care.
But when somebody's like, ugh, I would never like see some cool thing by the side of the road and stop and pick it up, I'm like, I really don't get you.
Yeah, that's dumb to me. If you're like that, you know, it's funny, I read an article about because we were going to talk about this today, and there was this, I wish I could give him credit, I'm just going to paraphrase, but basically there are these steps of things you should do if you're going to dumpster dive, these 12 steps.
And like number one is admit that you have a problem.
Yeah, one of them made me laugh really hard. He was like don't steal. And I was like, funny, what does that mean? And he's like, if something looks like it belongs to the house, it probably belongs.
That they're just cleaning out the garage.
Yeah, like if it's like, if there's like a bistro set, that doesn't mean one of the chairs is up for grabs. Like it's clearly like, you know, unless it's on the side of the road or there's a sign that says free, kind of like give a quick glance at your surroundings.
Yeah.
So he took a table and the guy was like, hey. And he was like, oh, I'm so sorry. So his article was about all these things. And he said that you should, if you are the kind of person that only wants to buy new, you need to reflect on the kind of person you are. Because like, if you can't look at something and see what is great about it, or that could get some life out of it again, then you're not looking at things the right way. And you might be like kind of measuring your life with material goods. And I was like, man, that's like so prolific for dumpster diving, which has such a like... You should be finding these treasures and thinking like, I can give this thing new life again and it can come from me.
Yeah.
That's kind of inspiring, I think.
Yeah. And I also feel like it's like, I look at it as not even being cheap. It's like, oh, what
no way.
Luck. Like,
totally.
What luck that somebody didn't want this cool thing anymore. Because I seriously have, when, especially if you're moving, you will get rid of some really valuable shit because you're like,
that
I just
is so true.
Don't want to move it.
It's so true.
And then it's great if you know that somebody who wanted it or needed it like gets the thing. So when people are like really grossed out by it, I'm like, I bet you don't even tip that well, but you buy all your stuff.
Yeah,
at
or
Ashley
you're like,
Furniture
or you're living beyond like I tell Finn, and we talk about this because we'll go on dog walks, and it, you know, if we're in a neighborhood with really big fancy houses, he'll say. Well, that guy is a billionaire. And I'll say, you don't know what that guy is. Well, you don't know what that woman is. And first of all, it's not your business. So don't talk about money because that's tacky.
Yeah.
Second of all, like this person that lives in this smaller house might have more money in their savings account, but you don't know that. So you can't judge people based on that. And this person might like go find something on the side of the road, make it new again, and it's amazing. And then they put that money that they were going to pay for that dresser into their savings account.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, they're better people than all of us.
That's so true. Because when I worked at Auto Trader, like, you know, when the economy went to shit, like,
yeah, yes,
like it's doing exactly
right now.
Is that all these Maseratis you could get really cheap because they'd all been repoed.
Yeah. people don't have any money for those high-priced items.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's smart. That's like smart economy, and it's sort of like economy for the soul. If you find a treasure that you didn't know would have new life in it, you give it that new life. You're so proud of it. It's better than anything
maybe
that you could buy.
Maybe that's it. I feel like if you can see the beauty and the like good thing in something in a dumpster, even if it has vomit on it, you guys, there's dry cleaning. So
the moral of the story is if you find a chair near the LA River, invest your time in reupholstering it and making it beautiful like Jen does to half of her stuff. And the reason why all of my stuff is from Wayfair, everybody has their own thing. Jen, should we read comments from some of our moms?
But
Once again, not our actual technical mothers.
Can I say one thing about that?
Did you like this subject?
I loved it.
Okay, good.
And I don't remember if I've told you this, that one of the hardest parts about being like stay-at-home orders or that there's a pandemic is that people are at home cleaning out all their shit and my husband will not let me stop to pick stuff up.
It's the best stuff on the side of the road that people are like looping. They're like, are those mid-century end tables?
Yeah.
Is that an Eames chair?
We're all at home and we're like, well, there's nothing else to do but like clean out the garage or like rearrange this.
Yeah. People are sick of looking at their interior of their house. So they're redoing their house. Oh,
my
God.
It is torture, you guys.
Well,
torture for me.
It's literally like the great, and she has a van that she doesn't give a shit about. She is ready for a dumpster diving trash treasure hunt.
I'm going to get like one of those exterminator like CDC suits, you know, with the like
seriously
the gun that
it.
Sprays and just and then like put it in the van because I'm missing too much good shit.
I went on a walk in our neighborhood, literally just around the block, and I know the family that lives there and they were getting rid of a table. I was like eyeballing it and then I was like, oh God, do I want them to see me on their Ring app taking this freaking table home? And I walked back to the house. I walked by it again. I did a third loop and I was like, Colin, come with me. Kate, bring your truck. I got there. It's a great table.
Yeah.
And you know what? It has a brand new life in our house because they were over it and I'm happy to have it.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you guys, the moral of the story, treasure hunt.
Okay.
Let's go to our moms, not our literal mommies.
Which this is so funny. Okay, I do have a comment from a mom that I thought would be funny to share with you because and this is so I've been dealing with this for such a long time. So we are having all this work done in the backyard. We had this old like shack in the backyard that was a pool house. We don't even have a pool, but it was just this old like a rat house.
It was like a normal thing in California to have these little mini back houses. It's because people are trying to make as much of their square footage that they can.
So it was an old like changing room.
Yeah, that's whatever. What it was essentially.
And so we're making offices out of it. And during a pandemic that takes 9,000 times as long as normal to do it. So we have had a dumpster in front of our house actually for months. And we have also had two porta potties in front of our garage all year.
Yeah.
All year.
All year long. Two potties.
And Andy I Gumps. Posted a picture from my front yard and Jen Beeler on Instagram posted, Jen, did I see porta potties in your driveways? In the stories, hashtag, I have so many questions with like 15 likes. So evidently everybody saw these porta potties.
It's
like,
become such a regular thing at your house that I don't even realize how weird it is.
I don't either.
But like, then you were like saying that other people in your neighborhood are starting to use them.
You guys, it is the weirdest thing you've ever seen. Like I will be outside and random people are walking by and they're like, do you mind if I use the porta potty?
Ew.
And I'm like, absolutely, I do. When is a porta potty a better option? Like, it's a trade area, you guys. When is a porta potty a better option than just crapping in the woods?
No, I had, listen, it's funny we're talking about this because I had a real
You had an incident
today. And I had to run into a Ralph's and just play fast and loose to get into that bathroom. And if I was on a walk in front of your house and that happened and I saw you out there and I was cold sweating, I'd be like, do you mind if I use your porta potty? And I think you in that moment would have looked into my eyes and realized it's that or
like, is it you and me, like we know each other? Or is it like,
if I'm asking a perfect stranger to use their porta potty, they need to let me use, it's either that or on their driveway.
You know what? I know the feeling. I get the feeling. I have crapped my pants. I've got a couple favorite stories, but I, you know, it just happens sometimes.
So you're saying you would never ask someone if they were out like tending to their yard and you've thought that was going to happen, that you, in a minute, you wouldn't be like, would it be okay if I use your porta potty?
I would only use a porta potty if I was wearing a wedding gown or something. I don't think I would ever not. Maybe if I were in a hot tub with a bunch of people. I don't know at what point would I ever see a porta potty as a better option.
I can see that in my future very easily. Walking by, situation happens. I see a nice woman in your yard. She's got a porta potty. I'm thinking to myself, I'm not using your house. I'm just going to use your little mini bathroom.
But they smell so bad. Don't you think you're breathing in a lot of crap?
What is my option? Am I going to crap on the side of the road? Is that my other option?
Well,
it feels like one is going to happen.
No, my father-in-law is a marathon runner and they crap themselves all the time.
Oh my God. You're saying just poop my pants.
Yeah.
Over asking you. Never.
Or find a tree.
What? In poop? Gross. That is physically gross.
Physically gross?
I mean, what am I going to do in that minute?
Poop.
Not on a tree. Thank you. I'll get jigger bites. I've had that happen.
I
would rather ask someone if I can use their porta potty than risk pooping my pants.
I think if I were at the state fair and all they had was porta potties.
Wouldn't use them?
I don't think so.
Oh my God. What do you think you're going to do in there? Poop glitter? You're just adding to the mess. You're not like, do you know what I mean?
Have you ever looked in a porta potty?
Yeah, I don't make it a point because I know what's going to happen when I look in. I get in, I turn around, I do my business, I get out. I don't even breathe in
there. It's like a big mound of gross. I don't want to breathe in. It's all like weird poop and vitamins. Like,
well, if there was a 4-carat diamond ring in the middle of that mound, would you stick your hand in there and get it?
You know,
if you got to keep it.
You know I would.
She has so many standards and just know there's a treasure.
A 4-carat diamond?
A 4-carat diamond, and then you're going to dig in there barehanded. You grab it out? Oh, you absolutely would.
I just started sweating and like throwing up a little bit in the back of my throat, but I bet I could do it.
I wouldn't care if I barf 50 times, I'd get that diamond.
I always
so fast
have rubber gloves with me just in case.
Whatever, you never know. No. And that's what I'm saying. You don't know where the treasures are. Okay, I've got a really funny, sweet comment. Okay, so recently I went to Jen's house to do this thing that we came up with called Turkey Tag, yes, which is now gone by the wayside because we're past Thanksgiving. And it was so fun. And I was with my kids. And I asked my son, because I didn't have anyone to record it, can you please videotape me, because I'm 100. Can you please record this?
He's like, Mom, and this camcorder's so heavy. It's like, would you work for Channel 8 News? My back's broken.
And Finn's like, so, you know, they're all so good at tech. They're so young and they're so good at it.
I know,
He's like, filter. Like, he doesn't even get to use my phone. And he's like, just intuitively knows how to navigate. So he's taken recording and he's so sweet. He's so enthusiastic. Meanwhile, he is shorter than me. So the entire video is my butt.
Yeah.
Like, front and center, wide butt. And like, it's just right up there. There's nothing about it that gives any kind of grace. I'm like,
it's almost
God.
Like you told him, please,
like,
zoom in
shoot
on my butt.
Up my can the whole time.
Yeah.
So Tammy Emerson writes, and she is in response to this post. She writes, this reminds me of when our pastor's son was one of the videographers. And he crotch shot his dad for several minutes.
Oh, no.
And no one caught it until it was playing at a different campus. So that guy's in the same situation.
Oh, man.
You know, like, don't trust them is the moral of the story. Sorry, my phone just dinged in the middle of this.
No, I'm sure it was really important.
It's really not Citibank giving me an alert. What about that? What about that?
Yes, actually, I did try to.
So well done, videographer son, on the crotch shot, and well done to my son for the butt shot.
Yeah.
It all makes us feel a lot better inside.
Okay. I also, can we talk about a hot flash that I have? What if it's like somebody's trying to use your card at World's Best Porn and you're like,
my husband's home.
Yeah, that's my husband.
Well, or me. Just depends on the time. Don't judge.
I wonder if that URL's taken, World's Best Porn.
I have a feeling.
Probably.
And if it's not, literally anybody that's listening to this right now is like, she's a genius.
I don't know what makes it the best, though. For me, it would just be like men in shirts that are too tight lifting up babies.
Ugh. You know, that was the number one poster ever sold.
Yeah, I know.
With the guy with the like shirt and the like denim jeans and he's holding a baby.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That's really drilled into my brain. I'm surprised it's not the hang in there with the kitten.
Well, that's my second favorite one to make fun of. But you know, that's why we fell in love with Jason Momoa in the beginning, because his Instagram in the beginning was just him like holding babies and other people's babies and being sweet.
A good dad. My husband is such a good dad. And when he delights in our kids, I'm like, let's go make another baby, even though neither one of us has the stuff to make it work anymore. Let's pretend to make
mostly
babies.
The patience or the stamina.
Yeah, stuff to make it
maybe,
work.
Maybe
by that,
the
I
other
mean
stuff
the patience or concern.
50-50, but
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Maybe it'll all line up in
the
one
love.
Miracle.
We don't have the love either. Let's act like strangers and just do it.
And then you'll get knocked up. That's exactly how
I know.
It'd be impossible. Okay, who's your hot flash?
Okay.
Hot flash, hot flash. Hot flash.
That takes me to my hot flash. This gentleman is, this is almost like too common of a hot flash to even have.
No, those are fun.
This guy does this thing that I wish you would do.
What in the hell does that mean?
Exactly. I'm going to set it up. He does do that. Okay. George Clooney.
Oh, God. Yes, of course.
But I know, but can I tell you why?
Yes, of course.
There's did you hear about this? Okay. So when he did, he is already like a gazillionaire.
Yeah.
Like he's worth like a half billion or something like that. And his wife is like a super genius attorney.
Like changing the world for women in England.
So she's got her own dough too. So when he did the movie Gravity, he didn't take a paycheck for it. He just took points because it was like a venture, a gamble. Yeah. So he was like, we'll see what happens. And he ended up making all this money on it.
Yeah.
So he took his 14 best friends to this warehouse in LA. And he was like, all this stuff I have, all this cool stuff I've gotten to do is because of you guys. And so I have something for you. And there are these like stacks, these like I think it's pallets. I'm going to call them pallets. I don't know if that's how
big
he did it
Pinterest.
Or what. But he goes, I don't know how to repay you. I wouldn't have anything if it weren't for your like friendship, support and everything. Here, how about $1 million for each of you?
Are you kidding me?
In freaking cash, Kristen. He gave 14 of his best friends stacks of $1 million in cash.
I don't know if I'm in awe or I just orgasmed. I can't figure out. Maybe there's both happening right now.
I know. Like, I have chills in my body. Like,
that is the coolest. God.
Oh my God.
If you think about being a rich person, you don't think about who you would give shit to, then you are that person that doesn't tip well.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that is the most exciting thing. That literally is the thing.
Wouldn't that be the best
day? If you
day?
Just had so much money, you could give the people that you love so much something really awesome. And it wasn't because social media was watching you or because somebody was going to get a tax write-off. You just give dough because you want to and you can.
And you're like, this is what every friend wishes they could do for it. It's what I wish you could do for me.
Hey.
is just a stack of $1 million in cash.
I gave you $10 for valet last week.
You did. And I know.
If I had $1 million like that, I would give it to you. And you know that.
I know. I know.
I would encourage you to invest it. And then I would hopefully not let you spend it on
right
weird French websites. But I'm just.
Well, because I would have gotten everything out of a dumpster already.
Oh, that's so neat. That's so cool. God, and I bet they like. I know he's got this crew that he's been with forever. Yeah. One day we'll have a breakdown of George Clooney because I've got a million.
My husband and I have a friend that is one of his friends. Like they play pickup basketball. They like, play basketball together. Yeah. And Britt calls him the 15th friend just to drive him crazy.
Oh, that's amazing. I think we talked about it on an earlier podcast that I saw him on a hike.
Yeah.
And
did he drop any money on that?
God. I think he just saw me. He was like, I'm really sorry for you. I could not have been wearing I was wearing the worst shorts. And it was the worst shorts because there's built-in underwear. So just like everything was not, it was the worst.
Yeah.
I was like, come on, man. I've got a pair of high-waisted pants that make me look a little bit more form-fitting. But this is, and
exactly.
Then Amalia was, his wife, who's, you could see her hair from.
Statuesque.
She's gorgeous and effortless. And they were with their twins. And I don't want to like. Because we're in LA, we get that random ass opportunity.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to like say anything. So I just did like a weird like walk around them real fast. And they were so cute. They were like looking at a fire engine together. And I was like, so creepy. And I'm like, weird shorts.
See, you go on a hike and you get to see the like hottest person ever. If I were to go on a hike, I would see the hanging their cat. Or somebody shitting behind a tree.
That would be me because you didn't let me use your porta potty. Okay, I have a hot flash too.
Okay.
And I'm really struggling with this one. In fact, I can't memorize his name. And I think there's like a real block there for me for many reasons.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. So I too was on the Outlander train.
Oh,
and
God.
I really did burn through that series. Then I kind of lost. I think everybody kind of lost steam. I think it stopped being what exactly it was in the beginning for a myriad of reasons. Still a fantastic show. Season 3. Oh, my God. But there is a bad guy on that show named Randall. I can't remember if it's his first. It's Blackjack Randall. And then he plays another character in a different time warp.
Sounds hot.
Also,
okay.
Here's the thing. He's such a bastard in this show that you can't get turned on by him because he's literally like the worst character.
Oh, young me wants to date him.
Oh no,
I can
no,
make
no,
him
no.
Better. I'll make
he's
him
bad.
Better.
He's bad, man. Oh okay. Yeah, maybe. So because you haven't seen it, she hasn't seen it. She
no,
know
I haven't.
What she's
yeah.
Okay, he's now playing Prince Philip on the Crown.
Oh.
And his name is Tobias Menzies, which just the fact that I call my period my Menzies,
yeah.
Makes me like he's such a.
He's
a dick.
Hot Menzies.
He's a fucking hot, excuse my language, Jiminy Christmas.
She's so clutching the chair. She's got
I'm
knuckles
telling you,
are white right
I am
now.
Telling you, it's him as Prince Philip. He's got this weird accent where it's like, you know, I'm doing a bad English. It's Queen Elizabeth.
Well,
it's all from the front of his mouth.
Okay, that's very impressive.
Tight lipped,
I think Philip alone really just dries me up right away.
No, that's what you think. I find his dullness incredibly erotic. I think he's just waiting for something.
Okay.
It's like I'm on board. I don't know what I'm watching. Every eyebrow move he makes, I'm waiting because it's literally like, you know, they're boring. It's the monarchy. They're supposed to be impartial. They're supposed to be boring. And I am in his jawline. Okay, he's got a crease.
I gotta see a picture of him.
Okay. He's got a crease on his face.
Not right now, but I'll look him up when I'm in the comfort of my own. No.
I know. We have different tastes in men. He's got a crease in the side of his face that we would go get fillers for or Botox for so fast. And it's from his eye to his chin. And anybody that's a woman would have a terrible time
right.
with that.
Man gets away with it.
But
it
I find it,
more interesting.
So attractive. And that is my hot flash. Tobias Menzies. You bastard.
I got to watch this Outlander because she's been talking it up for a long time. And there's part of me that wishes she's like, oh, man, it's so hot. Like, there's something about it that really appeals to her. Eyebrows are so high up right now. That really appeals to her.
And me and every woman, by the way.
There's
BC
this part
dubs.
Of me that, like, I want to start watching it, and it's all, like, weird, like, balloon animal erotica or something. So I just... I'm like, oh. Yeah,
that's exactly what all the women are watching is balloon animal erotica, Jen. I hate to tell you, you're late to the Outlander train and you need to jump all on because right. It's a good time. Sam Hugan as Jamie. Oh, God. And it's her, too. There, it's all too steamy. What do you think? Are we done?
Like and subscribe. Rate and review. Those things are important.
You can also see this podcast on YouTube.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram. See you later.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big.